killed all the bats. Had bounties on them big enough for bat hunters to make a living. Because the Shadow Masters used them to spy. I recalled a time when crows were murdered relentlessly because they might be acting as Soul Catcher's far-flying eyes. You're saying we should stay in tonight?
Mind like a stone axe, this old gal.
I asked Sara. What did Soul Catcher think about our attack? It didn't come up where I could hear. She pushed some sheets from the old annals across. The body suicide bothered her more. She's afraid it might start a trend. A trend? There could be more than one monk goofy enough to set himself on fire?
She thinks so?
Tobo asked.
Mom, are we going to call up Dad tonight?
I don't know right now, dear.
I want to talk to him some more.
You will. I'm sure he's interested in talking to you, too. She sounded like she was trying to convince herself. I asked Goblin, would it be possible for you to keep that mist thing going all the time, so we could keep Mergen connected? At any time we wanted, we could just send him where we needed to know about something?
We're working on it.
He took off on a technical rant. I did not understand a word, but I let him roll. He deserved to feel good about something. One eye began to snore. The smart would stay out of reach of his cane anyway. I said, Tobo could keep notes all the time. I had had this sudden vision of the son of the analyst taking over for the father, the way it goes in Taglian guilds, where trades and tools pass down generation after generation.
In fact,
One Eye said, as though no time had passed since the last remark, and as though he had not been faking sleep a moment ago.
Right now's the time you could play you a really great big ol' hairy-assed, old-time company dirty trick, little girl. Send somebody down to the Silk Merchants Exchange. Have them get you some silk, different colors. Big enough to make up copies of them scarves the Stranglers use. Them rumals. Then we start picking off the guys we don't like anyway. Once in a while we leave one of them scarves behind. Like with that librarian.
I said, I like that. Except the part about Master Centaraxita. That's a closed subject, old man. One Eye cackled.
Man's got to stand by what he believes.
It would get a lot of fingers pointing,
Goblin said. One Eye cackled again.
It would point them in some other direction, too, little girl. And I'm thinking we don't want much more attention coming our way right now. I'm thinking maybe we're closer to figuring things out than any of us realizes.
Water sleeps. We have to be taken seriously.
That's what I'm saying. We use them scarves to take out informants and guys who know too much. Librarians, for instance.
Would I be correct in my suspicion that you've been thinking about this for a while? And by chance you just happen to have a little list all ready to go? Very likely any such list would include all the people responsible for his several failed attempts to establish himself in the Taglian black markets. He cackled. He took a swipe at Goblin with his cane.
And you said she's got the mind like a flint hatchet.
Bring me the list. I'll discuss it.